For more on that and much more, you're listening to 94 WIPHD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go.
For more on that and what's going on down at NovaCare Complex, the reaction to the story, and much more, let's go out on the guest line to our guy, sponsored by Delaware Valley BMW Center, is the one, the only, Mr. Howard Eskin. King, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm just great listening to rehashed old news. But that's what the
Well, hold on, Howard. It's not necessarily old news.
Yes,
there is a lot
news.
Of pieces of stuff in that article that we did not know for sure. We've hypothesized, we've theorized, but we didn't have that information. That was a well-reported, well-sourced, interesting article about how last season played out.
First of all, Jalen Hurts has actually been really good this training camp.
He's been great.
Okay. So you go back, and Jalen made the point, and in this case, I believe he's right, and in some cases, he's not right. He just kind of dodges the issue. He's been good both on the field and off the field. Why did you need to go back other than, well, it's right before the first game.
Oh, stop, Howard. This is what we do. You know that. And we spent the whole offseason saying, what happened? What happened in that locker room? And then finally we get some answers on it. Of course we're going to talk about it, Howard. Come on, man.
Wasn't there a report last year that Jalen and AJ didn't get along? That was total BS.
No, I don't think there was a report about that. I think that was, theorized. No. That was rumors and talk. There was never a report.
Categorize it whatever you want.
There was a poll on a radio station. Like, there was not reports. Hold on a second. It does matter. There is a difference between sourced, reported news and talk on a radio station, or people talking about sports, or theorizing, or coming up with hypotheticals. It is a very different thing, and the difference matters, Howard.
And nobody knows the difference between talk and reports.
Yeah, they do. This is a report. This is a report with team sources and information from Jeremy Fowler and Tim McManus. Like, this is a report, Howard.
Okay, it's great. It's old news, which we've heard
before.
I was surprised.
I enjoyed reading it. It was very
Howard,
fascinating.
I was really surprised.
We needed something to talk about.
I was surprised to find out Jalen called.
What do we
Wink
do for
Martin
a living,
Dale?
Howard? Do you work at WIP too, Howard? I'm just wondering.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
I'm not surprised.
I don't have an issue with him calling Wink Martindale either.
You know what? And by the way, John, the protection the Eagles were prepared for, and I go back to this, but nobody pays attention, when Devontae Smith was talking after the game in Tampa. You know, it wasn't the Giants game. It was the Tampa game, the playoff game. He says, we knew what was coming. We knew about the blitzes. We made mistakes, and we didn't do a good job. We knew what was coming. So it's easy to blame the coaches. And the easiest guy to blame is the head coach. It's easier to blame the coaches than it is the player. They were 10-1, and then they started playing better teams. And then Jalen didn't play as well. He made mistakes. But again, we discussed that. Everybody discussed it, went over it, dealt with it, and the fact that he called Wink Martindale is good, and he's called Jonathan Gannon too, who obviously he knew because he bought his house, and he knew him because he was here. But the reality is, there's nothing wrong with a player doing that, and that's a good thing. And this camp, he's been, and I've talked to people that watched him interact inside this, you know, more than just what we see and guys driving around in a golf cart and all that and the Dom mobile. Regardless of what we see, there's things that I have been told that he's been good inside. He's trying. He was talked to.
But how big a problem is it when the quarterback doesn't respect the head coach's X's and O's?
Well, first of all, did he blame Brian Johnson? Didn't Brian Johnson put a lot of that together? They all got together.
Well,
it seems like it was Nick's offense.
Nick took over
and took over play calling at times and all that.
Okay, to try to, because he's the head coach, he's got to try to do something. You can't keep on doing the same things and expect different results. We've heard about that. So he tried to do something. But the reality is Jalen last year, and again, it's old news, decided to blame other people, like at minicamp. When he said 95% of the offense was new, and then I was told, no, that's not the case. But he's moved on from that. And it's not fair. Hey, listen, I have criticized Jalen Hurts. And when he needed to be criticized and needs to be criticized, he should be. But the tendency is because people don't like Nick Sirianni's emotion on the sidelines. I like his emotion on the sidelines. Now, he went too far. And he knows he went too far, and I know that he will be better. There was mistakes made last year where the practices weren't long enough. Well, they've changed some people that made those decisions, and Nick Sirianni decided that practices weren't going to be that short anymore. So he's made some good decisions, but people don't compliment him on that. Has he made mistakes? Absolutely. Every coach, every head coach, the best ever, have made mistakes. But, you know, when they're 10-1, nobody's complaining. And then they play better teams and things start to fall
apart.
People
were complaining at 10-1. If you remember, everyone was like, this looks bad. They're not as good as their record, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So.
Well, that's great. But it's still 10-1, but not like it was afterwards. So it's easy to blame the head coach. It's so easy. You blame the head coach or the quarterback, and people rather blame the head coach because they don't like his emotion and his
antics. Well, he's been removed from several jobs for not doing them well enough. That's sort of a problem for me.
It's okay. I mean, Andy Reid gave up play calling at times, and Andy Reid is probably the best head coach in the NFL for the last 10 years, easily for the last 10 years, and he gave up play calling.
Yeah, he dominated us in the Super Bowl.
What's that?
Andy Reid did.
He dominated?
He's a better coach than our coach.
Did anybody question that?
No. I would love to have a coach in that vicinity. That's the ultimate goal.
And how many people complained about Andy Reid when he was here?
You're right.
And they buried him.
It's the nature of the beast.
Give him a lot at news conferences. It's just they buried him, and he was a great head coach.
Sure
was.
And
he still is a great head coach. But you know, but he's got also the best quarterback in the league. So that helps, but he developed
that quarterback. He built him into that quarterback. I hope that this coach can develop our quarterback.
Let's get to the Phils, Howard.
The quarterback's got to be a part of it.
Right.
And I think, and the point I'm trying to make is Jalen Hurts, I don't need to go back because he's done a good job. And everybody, you, me, the man on the moon, everybody hopes that he continues along the lines of what he's doing right now in camp and absorbing, adjusting, and doing the right things. Regardless of who helps him, he has to help himself.
All right,
and
Howard,
I think he's doing that.
Howard, last question before we get out of here. Are the Phillies through their struggles? Have they turned the corner out in L.A.? Do you expect the Phillies to play good baseball the rest of the season?
Well, I love the call that says he shouldn't. Kyle Schwarber has to be the leadoff hitter.
Damn right he does, Howard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, how was it when they were like 20-25? How was it when they had the worst record in baseball since the All-Star break? How was it?
They have the best record in the division.
Kyle Schwarber has 27 home runs and a .390 on base percentage. The only other three players in baseball who have that are Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, and Juan Soto. Shohei Ohtani does, Howard? He leads off for the Dodgers.
But they have other people. But you know what Shohei Ohtani does that Kyle Schwarber doesn't? Steals bases.
Because you generate runs, you have to, when
it's not going well, Kyle Schwarber's going to hit home runs wherever he is in the lineup. That's what he's going to do. And if there's men on base, he's going to have more RBIs. Now, it's never going to change, and I understand that, but when things
but
are
you're
going
still gonna
bad,
complain
sometimes
about it?
You got to change things up. You got to generate runs without
He's got a .384 on base percentage.
Yeah, dude,
and
awesome.
How did that work for him when they were losing games? How did that work?
It wasn't
last
him.
Night
He's
he lifted us
person.
To a win.
Yeah.
Last night, he lifted us. Last night, he is responsible
John,
for us winning that
game.
The fact
that they had the worst record in baseball since the All-Star. Hey, listen,
okay,
the
and now we're about
team.
To have
don't,
one of the best.
Hold it. Don't misconstrue. I think the Phillies are a good team, but they have flaws. And sometimes when you get to the playoffs, you find this out. You're not going to win when one player has 7 of the 9 RBIs. That's great for the game last night. They won the game. They came back, which was rare for them. And that's terrific. However, that's not going to happen all the time. And I know it's not going to change, but I want to see the Phillies kind of move guys around the bases. I mean, Rob Thompson made a big deal the other night. Kyle Schwarber went from first to third. Gee, wow. You mean he played? He went from first to third, and that was a mention after the game. Sometimes you've got to do other things when you don't hit home runs. Your best
player.
They do,
Howard. They've just been slumping all year long. Early in the season, they did that stuff, man.
Okay. Against bad teams. Now they're playing better teams.
They're 13-2 against the Dodgers, Padres. Their record against teams over 500. The Padres have one of the best records in baseball all of a sudden, don't they? They're three games back of the Dodgers.
After they made some trades and they did some things.
And you know what our record is compared to the other teams in baseball?
The Phillies have the best record in baseball.
Phillies are good. I'm not saying they're not. They're very good. But they have some flaws. And sometimes you got to do some things when your home runs aren't coming and you're not scoring runs. And there was a lot of that they weren't scoring runs. Hey, listen, when they hit home runs, they're really, really, really good. No question.
All right, King. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next week. Thanks for the report. Howard will be back next week. Same time. Same place. All right. Thanks, Howard. 215-5. Not contentious one. I like that. I like when it gets a little feisty in here. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phones. Your calls, Phillies, Eagles, all on the table.